Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday, and I'm so excited to have Allie Webb here. She is the founder of Drybar, and she transformed the beauty industry with this whole concept.
That's kind of you.
Yes, of blowing dry, and like I feel like you created a whole sector. Yeah. She also wrote about it in her book, The Messy Truth, and here we are. You're doing the messy collective of getting women entrepreneurs together. Talk about that for a sec.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been on this, you know, messy journey. I mean, we all are on some level. How much we talk about it is, you know, up for debate. But for me, somewhere along the line, I felt the need to be pretty transparent about what was happening in my life, which is, you know, largely depicted in my book, which is, you know, as you know, my whole story of building and growing Drybar and selling it and, you know, the amazingness of all of that, but then just the messiness of my life, you know, being amazing, but then falling apart in several different ways on a personal level. And I just felt really compelled to put that out there because I think, you know, as a society, I think we are all naturally prone to like want to put the highlight reel out there and the things mm-hmm. that look great, and me too. But I think there's just a lot of stuff that it doesn't get talked about enough. And I felt, you know, really compelled to show that side as well. And so that's kind of how the book came to be. And then in the last, I don't know, 6 months or so, I started an online community called The Messy Collective, which is an online community for female founders to, you know, have, a community of like-minded women who are all in the same boat and trenches building a business. It's really interesting to see the community that's come together, and they're all different stages of growth. Mm-hmm. But even then, it's at the end of the day, we all are dealing with essentially the same issues, you know, from growing and scaling and raising money and then, you know, having a family or going through a divorce or having a kid going through a hard time. I mean, we're all in the same situation at some point or another. So to be able to create a community where, you know, we have each other, and, you know, being an entrepreneur can be really lonely. So I really wanted to create that. Yeah. So it's been a lot of fun connecting with these women and them having each other to connect with. It's been really beautiful.
I love the transparency of it because you're right. On the surface, it's all these Instagrammable moments of like, your life is so perfect and great and beautiful and, you know, everyone's jealous, but like really you're correct. Like I think especially as a founder, you go through creation. It's like phases of life, creation, destruction.
I mean, and I think that's just like the human experience, right? And my, you know, we always say that, you know, we're just in earth school, and there's just like, you know, for me, what I have found is, you know, my life has fallen apart so many times, like everybody's, that it's like learning to dance with the discomfort and learning to like not be so surprised when things go awry, because they will inevitably. But how do you, you know, just embrace it and be like, yeah, this is where I am today, and it'll be different tomorrow, you know?
Yeah. What's some advice you can give to people listening? Like, how do you find your happiness on a daily basis, knowing that something's going to happen? Yeah. Right around the corner is the next surprise disaster.
Well, I think you just can't get too attached to anything, you know? It's like to the good or the bad. And that's such a hard place to be. And, you know, I remember, not to name drop, but I had Gary Vee on my podcast years ago. And yeah, I mean, Gary's amazing, but super polarizing, right? You either love him or hate him. I love him, but he's a lot. But I will never forget, like, you know, this whole podcast that we did with him, one of the things that he said that just hit me so deeply that I, you know, just came to me when you asked me that is, you know, for someone as polarizing as him, who gets so much attention and people really love him or don't, you know, I remember him saying, and I'm paraphrasing here, but him saying something to the effect where he doesn't allow all the validation that's amazing to really like penetrate that deeply. And the same is true for the negative stuff. So kind of always trying to stay in this, like, I don't get too affected by and think, you know, I'm too great, but I also don't let the bad stuff really bother me either. And like living in that kind of middle, which I guess sounds not great, because it's like not saying you should live in the gray. It's like, that's not what I mean. But just being able to like not be so affected on either spectrum, which I think I was for a long time, especially in like the throes of building Drybar, when Drybar was all the rage, and like I was fortunate enough to be on magazine covers and doing all these amazing things. And it was such a high. I mean, such a high. But the problem is that you start to like believe that, mm-hmm. and then you get into trouble when, you know, when things like aren't going the way you want them to in another area of your life. So for me, I think, you know, the best piece of advice I can give is like to not allow yourself to get, you know, too affected one way or the other, and just kind of stay in flow, I think is the best way to put it, with whatever's happening, and knowing that today might be a harder day, but tomorrow is a new day and will be a better day, and you can learn from whatever it was, and, you know, enjoy the wins for sure, but just don't, you know, allow them to like take you so high that then you have a crash landing, you know?
Totally agree. Well, okay, number two on your list of what have you done this year, like as activities, daily things to transform your thinking?
Gosh, I mean, I'm kind of like a self-care junkie.
I love that.
I really am. Like I, even like this week happens to be, even though I'm in the midst of a bunch of different projects and things going on, like coming here mm-hmm. and seeing you, like I really prioritize my, you know, I feel like maybe like physical beauty, but like feeling good about myself. Like I have an infrared sauna, which was a big splurge for me.
Nice.
And a cold plunge, you know, which I don't get in the cold plunge as much as I should because it's so cold. But I get in the sauna almost daily. And mm-hmm. it's just, it's one of those things that makes me feel really good. I wake up every morning and the first thing I do is listen to this 1 minute meditation. Mm-hmm. That's like just a good way to start the day.
Is that on an app?
Yeah, it's on Insight Timer. I mean, Insight Timer, it's like I'm a junkie on that too. I listen to it in the morning. I listen to it, a meditation when I go to sleep at night, because for me it's hard to shut down my brain and there's just so much I'm thinking about. And so, and sometimes I'll listen to an audiobook too and like set a timer for 15 minutes because there's something about somebody talking to me that puts me to sleep. Mm-hmm. But you know, a nighttime meditation that helps you kind of like, I'm just not in my mind anymore. I'm listening to something. And so that's a big thing for me. And I also really, one of the things that I think I discovered through, you know, the hellish year that I had last year going through a divorce, second divorce, and just being heartbroken and just trying to figure out how to manage that. I started reading a lot about like neuro, you know, pathways and how we can actually change them, which is so fascinating to me. I mean, it's like even like little things, and this was like one of the big things I did, like brushing your teeth with your left hand instead of your right if you're right-handed, or like putting on your pants your left leg, which I now I'm like, I got to do that again. Yeah, just all these little things that we've historically done one way, they don't matter what they are. If you start doing them another way, apparently, according to like research and scientists, it rewires your brain in some way. And when I was like really at a low and just was like desperate to feel better, I was like, I'll do anything. And that was one of the things that I read. And I, you know, and then one of the other things was like, you know, looking at, which I haven't done these things in a while, and it's a good reminder for me, like looking at yourself in the mirror when you wake up in the morning and telling yourself you love, like, I love you, I love you, I love you. Aww. 10 times, like, you know, just those things that we do. Yeah. You know, it's so funny. This is so random, but I happened to see a video yesterday that it was, this is so random, but I think it's worth telling. Michael Bublé was being interviewed and he's got a 6-year-old daughter, and apparently the daughter's kindergarten teacher, I know this is a stretch, but has the kids listen to Snoop Dogg's. Mm-hmm. He's got a track called Daily Affirmations. Mm-hmm. And the kids listen to it, kindergartners listen to it every morning. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, I am smart. I am, you know, all these things, but it's like from Snoop Dogg, which they don't really obviously know who Snoop Dogg is. But Michael Bublé is on like a show with Snoop Dogg. And so he talks about this and how his daughter, and then his daughter got to meet Snoop Dogg and was so excited about it. But, you know, I think just, those kind of, I'm not a huge daily affirmation person, but I do think it is important, especially when we're going through a hard time, to like remind ourselves that, like, mm-hmm. you know, and in whatever form, mm-hmm. you know, that is. And I'm such a seeker by nature. So I really seek out that stuff. And, you know, I listen to different podcasts and I read so many books and, you know, and sometimes it's like very personal. Like right now I just started reading, I can't believe I haven't read it yet, but Simon Sinek's What's Your Why? I'm like, why? I love Simon Sinek and I listen to so much of his stuff that I'm like, why haven't I read this book? And you know, it is really good. I mean, it's really smart. It's very like, you know, very intuitive. So yeah, I think I'm just always like trying to feed my soul with things like that. And then I do like spiritual retreats as well. And so I'm doing all the things.
Now, how do you keep it not too messy? Number three on our question list here is entrepreneurs have squirrel brain.
Yes.
And ADHD, a little bit of ADHD and too many projects going on. And I'm totally like that. I know you are. What have you done to control that messiness of like too many projects and ideas, amazing ideas?
Yeah. Well, I think I've gotten better at that. You know, I feel really strongly, and maybe it's this season of my life that I'm much better at saying no. I'm much better about like being like, I want to, you know, solidify what I'm doing for my own like mental bandwidth and brain space. You know, it's like, you know, right now I'm focusing on a big project, which I can't talk about yet, and the Messy Collective. And like those things, you know, keep me very busy. And that's where I really want my focus to be. So I am saying no to other things, which I think is something that I haven't always done, because I'm always like, no, I can do it, you know. And then I'm like, and then that the day comes and I'm like, why did I?
Yeah, you had your year of saying yes to everything. That was your book tour and your podcast tour.
Yeah, and that was a moment in time, and that was great. And now I'm in this, like, I'm trying to really stay focused on something that I'm really passionate about. And yeah, and I think that's okay and normal that we go through those cycles of, like, when
maybe
it's time
to... something about aging. Like, you get to be a certain age, you're like, okay, I have so many years. What are the projects I want to be?
And I really value my time more than I ever did. And maybe it is an aging thing and just, like, you don't feel like you have as much time left. Right? I don't know. But, like, I am very intentional with who I spend my time with, what I do. I'm also, like, very sensitive to, like, the energy suck that can happen when you're in a situation you don't want to be. I'm naturally such an introvert. Mm-hmm. So if I'm in a situation that I don't want to be in, like, I just can't. Yeah. So I'm really sensitive in particular now. And I think I know myself better now.
Yeah, same here. I'm not going to parties where there's a lot of small talk and superficial conversations.
No,
superficial
God, people. No, yeah. No, yeah, all day long.
It's not enriching or nourishing. Like, it's not filling.
I definitely fall into that camp of, like, I want to be invited to everything. I just don't want to go to most things, you know? Which I don't know. There's probably some work to do around that, but yeah.
Well, what about taking care of health and beauty? Anything, any tips there in terms of, like, life can be messy. You can have a bazillion products. Have you kind of focused down on a core integral things for you?
Well, I mean, I'm big on, like, you know, layering products on my skin. Like, I don't leave the house without, like, a ton of stuff on my skin, including, like, products with sunscreen and, you know, I mean, I don't know how you feel about this, but I do, like, a couple times a week the gua sha.
Love lymphatic massage. Yeah, I think it's critical.
Yeah, I feel like I do that. I try to make sure I get that in a couple times a week. You know, I think the infrared sauna helps my skin too. So I consider that, like, part of my beauty routine. And then, you know, regular facials, like, at least once a month I'm getting a facial.
Are you doing supplements and peptides or anything like that? I know you're a huge
I probably need to be doing some. I'm not really doing a beauty supplement.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get you a glutathione drip and some NAD and then some great stem cell growth factor.
I would love that. Yeah. I think I need to do that.
Exosomes are a big thing too. So, but I like to also keep the regimen simple. Like, over the years I've learned, totally, I'm not going to do a 10-step Korean beauty routine. That's just not practical.
But every night, like, I make my little drink of, like, you know, magnesium and, like, and all the things. And I take magnesium pills and I take fiber and I take, you know, like, because I'm 49, I take a, like, I think it's called, like, Estrovera or something to help me, like, not have, like, hot flashes and sleep better, which has helped. But I probably am missing all the things you just said that sound really good. Yeah. That's why I have people like you in my life, which I'm open to, you know. It's like, it is the same thing. It's like, you know, you and I met through your podcast, you know, last year. But I'm very open to, like, someone saying, hey, have you tried or thought about this? And I'll be like, oh, no, I didn't know, but thanks. Like, let's try it, you know?
I definitely am the same way. The older I get, the more I want to learn things. Yeah. Well, any other tips about keeping life messy? It's a good, in a way, to have that messiness, and you can't control chaos, and you're just deceiving yourself if you think.
Yeah.
That.
I mean, I think it's about, like, you know, trying to be okay where you are, even if you want to grow and you want to, you know, want other things in your life, but also just like I said before, like dancing with what is, mm-hmm. you know, while building or growing or whatever you're doing, you know, and it's like, I think sometimes like we've all heard this. It's like the past, future, present. It's like, it's so hard to not like being worried, you know, anticipating what's coming and having anxiety around that or being regretful of something you did versus like just trying to stay in the moment, which I'm really working on myself is like, you know, my life is really great and I'm so grateful, but it's not exactly what I want. Like there's still things that I'm searching for, but I'm like, okay, it's going to happen when it's going to happen, you know?
Yeah. It's a bit of a journey. Yeah. Any bucket list goals that are going to happen in the next 5 years?
I'd really like to travel, like, and go to, like, I just really haven't traveled a ton. You know, I went to Necker Island this past, just a month ago, Richard Branson's Island, which was, like, the trip of a lifetime and just in every, maybe the best week of my life. It was amazing. I'd like to have more experiences like that and see more of the world and, you know, potentially do that with a partner and, you know, and I know everybody's like, oh, you should go do it by yourself, you know, which I've done some trips by myself, but I, you know, I have like, you know, a fantasy of like traveling the world and having a very romantic, like,
oh my God, well, that's something fun to look forward to happening. Like the universe is going to have you collide with a special person at some point, hopefully.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's what I'm putting out there right now. So.
Well, there you have it. So The Messy Truth is Allie's book. I guess you guys need to all check it out.
Yeah. It's a great book if you're an entrepreneur and you're, you know, just wanting to hear a raw depiction of like what it feels like. And then there's a lot of takeaways for inspiration.
You're so humble. Like you literally innovated this industry. Like now every single street corner has a blowout bar somewhere that's mimicking your model.
That's crazy. I know.
And like you just kind of had the foresight to know what women need and develop it.
Yeah. It was, I mean, it was such a crazy whim of an idea that just really resonated. So yeah.
It's not going anywhere, this idea. It's here to stay. Yeah, I'm so proud of you. Thanks so much for coming on. And where can they find you on The Messy Collective?
So you can go to my website, which is just alliweb.com, or my Instagram, which is just @alliweb. My Instagram is probably where most of my stuff lives. I'm trying to get over to TikTok, but I feel like I'm too old for TikTok, but I'm trying.
Never too old. Never too old, but I'm going to join the Messy Collective.
Oh, good.
I really feel like as an entrepreneur, like that concept of trying to hold it on together is tough.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to have support.
Yeah. Learn from what other women
have. Yeah. It's really inspiring. And like one of the girls that was in it, that's in the Messy Collective, came to me and said, hey, I think I can really help you grow this and gain more members whenever. I was like, oh, great. Like, I mean, I love somebody with initiative like that. Yeah. And she's really helping me like round it out. And so like every day we have like Thrive Thursday or like Togetherness Tuesday, where I'm giving some piece of advice and the girls are chiming in. So it's really like shaping into a really like inspiring and like, you know, raw, raw community that I'm so proud of.
And you get close access to major founders.
Yeah. You know, I'm bringing in founders like Candace Nelson from Sprinkles. My friend Cassandra, who started Kitsch, is coming on soon. But yeah, I'm so lucky and grateful to have so many friends in, you know, the founder world. And, you know, we all help each other out and share and whatever. And so I'm, you know, just kind of calling on them to, hey, I'm like, hey, come hang out with us for 45 minutes and chat with my group. And so it's, yeah, it's fun.
Amazing. Well, count me in.
Yeah, awesome.
I love it.
There you have it, guys. The amazing Allie Webb. Don't forget to check her out on her Instagram. You can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. You can find all our amazing products there. I'm going to send you home with some stem cell growth factor. We're going to get you going on all the supplements.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.